The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This is Ethan from the Gamer's Haven podcast with snippet number 3. Only a brief snippet today. I'm talking about a board game I managed to play at the Tabletop Game and Hobby board game night last week called Stone Age. Now, if anyone's ever played a game called Pillars of the Earth, which I have at Gen Con last year, they're very similar games, notably so because they're done by the same company and the same the same author, same designer. It's a game by Rio Grande Games again, and it is a resource management game. We played with 4 players. What you do is you take a color that you are, and you get these little wooden men, these little wooden people, and you basically are to build your civilization and try to, you know, basically get as many victory points as possible through the basically throughout the game. And you can basically the first player token is passed around as the rounds go on, and you have resources that you can get, like wood and stone, gold and brick, and you use resources to buy huts or buy specific resource cards that give you extra bonuses, like extra points at the end of the game, like extra points for the number of people you have, extra points for the number of tools that you have, that sort of thing. Starting with the first player, you take turns placing as many people as you like in one area at a time. And some of the areas have a limited number of people that can have, so it's like there's only one zone where you can put a person to get a tool. There's a zone that only has a limited number of spaces. I believe it's 7 spaces total for wood, and then 7 spaces for brick, 7 for stone, 7 for gold. Then there's 2 spaces for breeding, which is basically the love hut, is what we call it. Where you put 2 people and then you get a 3rd person at the end of the round, which you still have to feed. There are other places you can put them to, including a place where you can just get food, where you basically are rolling like you're rolling for a resource to get wood or brick or whatever, but you're rolling for food. There's also a zone where you can actually go up in the food scale. Basically, you're continuing on like better farming methods, that sort of thing. Essentially, what you have is when you roll a number of dice equal to however many people are in a zone. And depending on what you're going for is the multiplier of what you're looking for. So, like, say you're trying to get gold. If you have 3 people in the gold zone, when you get when the turn gets over to you, is you say, well, I'm going to roll for gold. So you roll 3 dice, you add them all together and divide the total by 6, rounding down, and that's how many gold you get. And yes, you can, if you roll like a 5 total, you don't get any gold. The bonus thing is if you have any tools handy, you can actually tap them, basically, to give yourself a +1 bonus to the roll, and you can tap as many tools as you want. It just, you can't use them for the rest of that round. They all regenerate starting at the next round. And It's kind of one of those complicated games. It's a resource management. Definitely not for kids. It's a bit older strategy going on. There's no combat or anything like that. Although we joke, since my guys, I had the blue guys, and they were always going for bricks, we determined that my guys communicated by throwing bricks at each other. I lost. To give you an idea, really, sometimes it comes down to the very end of the game, and you could be dead last at the end of the game, and if you have collected a lot of cards, collected a lot of resource cards, you get a ton. You can get a ton of points that way. And we managed to, this other girl who was playing named Virginia managed to win, who through basically these resource cards, and I think she ended up winning by about 5 or 6 points. It was a fun game. Again, I don't think it's for my players per se, as we're much more into the, you know, blowing stuff up type of game. It's an interesting game, though. I enjoyed the heck out of it. It was a lot of fun. It's very appropriate, I think, for mid-teenagers on up, maybe. I would say give it a try if you really want a game that's sort of going to challenge you as far as figuring out a strategy, that sort of thing. But it's a good game from Rio Grande Games. Go check it out.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Ooh, me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven Podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.